Oh, officially, hello everyone. Today on this day, November the 16th, we're moving on toward Thanksgiving and into the holiday season. I hope everyone is as filled with spirit as you are with expectation and hopes of celebration, because this is the season when really it is all about spirit. It's all about breathing in the spirit of life, the spirit of God, and the spirit of worship. As we join together in times of celebration and holy meaning, and today is one of those great days when we can infuse our spirit with a sacredness that is greater than the sum of the parts, shall we say. I'm going to put us on a Q&A mode. So okay, now we are truly ready to go. And I would love to hear, I'd love to have some input. The way you enter our call is to press star 6, then follow the prompt to just press 1. And you will show up on my monitor. And as we wait for someone to come in, I just want to express what a joy I had yesterday speaking with our blessing givers on a conference call and planning the holidays and the extra blessings we will be giving to the world and to our regular followers in this great season of joy and sharing. And we have some wonderful plans. I see that Nancy is on the phone. Hi, Nancy. You're on.
Hi. How are you doing?
That's terrific.
Well, I've been doing Tai Chi lately and Qigong.
Uh-huh.
And the and he's explaining the channels of healing and how the energy works in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that it's we have the heavenly gate and the earthly gate, which is basically in the same position that you have us when we receive the blessing and we do meditation. And I was wondering. And I keep on telling people, it's the same energy. It's God's energy. But everybody goes, oh, no, it's
God's universe.
Different gods. And I go,
there are no different gods. We just have different names for God.
Right.
And different experiences. I think one of the things that causes so much human conflict and discrepancy is that we base our lives on our perception. Not just our, it's individual enough that we base our lives on our experience, which in fact we do. But we go one step further and base it on our perception of experience. And then we think the perception of the experience is the real thing without ever examining the fact that as we mature in life, as we go through life and have more experiences, our perceptions really do need to be reexamined and compared with, for example, the way we might have looked at an apple as a child will be very different how we look at an apple now. And it's the same apple, but even our experiences will change. As a child, we could be like between meals and we could be so hungry. We just want something to eat, and we eat that apple, and it is the most delicious thing we have ever tasted. We'll take an apple. Mom will give us an apple to put in our pocket and take out to play, and we'll take that apple out when we're hungry and sit there, and it's like having a heavenly meal. It just so gets us revved up so we can get back to play more. Then, we get older, and we put an apple in our lunchbox. We eat the things we prefer, and then we get to the apple and say, what, an apple? That's my dessert? it would be this very similar experience, but a different perception of experience. But even if we had the experience would be different. It's still the same apple. Well, I think that we do revise our interpretation of experience on common things as we go through life. But we forget to examine the change of experience we have on the most important things in life. As a counselor, I have saved many marriages by getting people back in tune with who this partner is they're going through life with, and actually seeing this is the same person they married, but a different perception of that person, a different experience that's happening now after you have two kids, after you're both working two separate jobs. You're living in a different place, getting in touch with our experience. And you get onto the more, even more profound issues of life, like our spiritual relationship with God. God is God. There is just one God.
Yes.
But our experience of God can be quite different from someone else's.
True.
And then our interpretation of that experience can be even more different. But it's the same with divine energy. This universe is a universe because of the word uni, which means one. It is one created whole. And all energy is of the same source. It just takes different patterns of configuration, different frequencies, different vibrations. And as a matter of fact, each one of us has a unique signatory ability to send and receive energy that is like no other. This came up in my conversation with Yeshua. After I had been with him for a while, I made the comment, I think I would recognize you now, even if I didn't see you. And he said, you would. My energy is like no other. And then he said, so that I wouldn't think he was just being arrogant. That's a bad word to apply to him, but just full of his divinity, shall we say. Mm-hmm. Standing in his divinity. He said, and so it is with you as well. I would know your presence only as energy, for there is none like you. And so this is where we really do become individuals in our signatory energy. And in that, our ability to relate to others, and you may have noticed around some people you get good vibes or bad vibes. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that what you have is a conflicting proposition and you should avoid that person. It just means right now, you and that other person have not done what it takes to pull the two of you into harmony. And this is sometimes a process that we have to go through, especially when the relationships we develop were not uniquely selective, like the people we need to get along with at work. We join a community of other people, and we didn't select them all. But we're all part of the same work situation, so over time we find a way to move our energy into more harmony, and we hope that they'll meet us at least halfway. Uh-huh. And we've all experienced that. Classmates growing up, some of them you just got along with naturally and without any work at all, and some it took a little bit of adjustment. But in the end, by the time we were all seniors and we'd been through school together for 12 years, it was a pretty done deal.
Right.
Even though we might like someone better than others, it was a pretty done deal that we were one seamless whole as a class. So I don't know how we got so digressed on this, but yes, you were talking
because
about
there are a lot of questions that I had, and you answered all of them. Just by going from one place to another.
Okay. Well, to summarize your question is that you had discovered the same energy in other energy work you were doing, and yes, it is the same energy.
That's how we process the energy makes it our own.
Yes, exactly. And that really is the key, is that we make it our own. And I believe this was one of the most important contributions of the life of Christ, because until he lived, God was not viewed as a personal God. God was viewed as the archetypal, iconic source of the universe who commanded all things instituted all things and ultimately in the end judged us. But we didn't have a personal relationship with God.
Yes.
Does that make a difference?
And with on and all the like beings that help us every day.
Exactly. Exactly. And so what Christ brought into the world was the invitation to follow his life, follow the Christ light, and in so doing, develop our personal relationship with God.
One of my conversations was with a person who, because a person was Muslim, they didn't have a personal relationship with God. And I go, everybody can have a personal relationship. You know, you just have to open your heart. And she was confused because of religion or something. But, anyway, but how do you say that, you know, religion, just because a person is a certain religion doesn't mean that they can't have a personal relationship with God.
In fact, Nancy, that's the key. That's the key to moving all religions to where we can understand, tolerate, and respect one another. Because we have, since the life of Christ, as a human race, we have been lifted above the iconic, impersonal God of only doctrine and judgment, to where each one of us is invited to have a personal relationship with God. And
as long as we don't judge the person, they can have a personal, you know. don't let our judgment stop another person from having a personal relationship.
Exactly. And regardless of what a person's starting point in whatever religion may have been, as they develop a personal relationship with God, that is a relationship with the one God that unites us.
Yes.
So as we learn to do that and share that truth with others, we are actually bringing about world peace as well as world enlightenment and ascension to a higher plane. So...
So many wonderful answers.
So that was a very, very lovely question you asked, Nancy. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And I'm going to take a question from Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne. You're on. Suzanne, we can't hear you. Maybe you muted your phone.
I'm double muted. I'm sorry. I think it came up as Suzanne. It's Heidi from Massachusetts. Hi, Linda.
Hey.
Hi. I was just going to ask for a prayer because I'm getting sicker and sicker and having more frequent need to go to the emergency room. And so I was just going to stay extra open to the Christ blessing and looking forward to when I get to be a channel of Christ blessing and be a Christ blessing giver.
I so look forward to that, Heidi. And God bless you. We will wrap our arms, spiritual arms around you with love.
Thank you so much.
And we know that you will be made well and whole again, and just keep your attention focused upon the day when you will be walking outside and sitting in the sun.
Thank you. Thanks. That's exactly what I'll do. Thanks for the instruction.
You're very welcome, and get well fast. We love you. Desmond, I see that you're on the phone. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Linda?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I had some weird dreams last night, though. I had, like, some dreams about the hospital, and I really want to eventually help people. But I've been having such a great time with your class, and I'm sad that it's over. It was a really good class. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, that class is never over, Desmond. First of all, you can keep listening to the lessons, reading the text, and it becomes a class that you inscript in your life.
You should see how much I implemented Sunday. I did. I used every ounce of our collective, you know, happiness, and I put it into my dwelling space and into my life, and I really enjoyed all the amplitudes of it.
Well, Desmond, let's take that out of past tense and put it into present tense. I really enjoy all the applications of it. Okay? And then you can put it into tense.
I
will, for the rest of my life, enjoy all the applications of it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
For the rest of my life, I will hopefully be happy.
Not hopefully. The rest of my life, I will enjoy all the applications of it.
That's a commitment. But I remember you talking about how most older people, when they get old, they get bored with life. And I really hope that, you know, I'm so lucky. I'm 28, and I've learned so much from you and our friends.
Well, hey, old, and I'm certainly not bored with life.
No, of course not.
So, actually, if you live your life to the fullest, then your life is like a
box of chocolate.
Fine wine.
Okay.
It just becomes better and better with age.
Well put.
Okay, Desmond. Well, thanks for... Is there anyone else that wants to come in? Okay, let's see. I was just expressing, again, how, you know, we have some wonderful plans for blessings for the Christ season and for moving a lot of extremely special energy into our fellowship and into our blessing community, as well as the whole earth, as we move toward this holy season and we bring about the blessings and the grace of God in the lives of everyone. And as a kind of a way of expressing what I'm feeling right now for everyone, I just wanted to offer a quote from the scriptures. It's from the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians. And he was addressing a congregation. And he said, "Do you not know that you are the temple of the living God?" I want everyone to just contemplate that for what it really means. You know, Yeshua told his followers many times, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Don't look for it out there. Don't look for it coming on the horizon. Don't even look for a time in which it will appear. And, of course, he couldn't give a time in which it will appear because that time is when you accept your relationship to God within the temple that you were created to be. I'll repeat this quote again. Do you not know that you are the temple of the living God? That's a pretty challenging and humble. It's an awesome commendation of our life, if you really think about it. And I think that most of the time we would be awestruck and almost frightened to contemplate that, in fact, yes, he did say that. And yes, it probably came from Christ because it so mirrors and extends the teachings of Christ as they were in the life he lived and taught. Now, what can we do about that? Well, this is what Christ's blessing is designed to advance and develop in each one of you. Just imagine, you can just imagine, maybe some few of you have a perfect memory that goes back to the point of your birth. And you can remember your first physical breath. But I want to suggest to you to contemplate that even when you were in the womb, you were taking breath in spirit. You were breathing in the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, as you were preparing to take your place in this life. Now, as you inhale the Spirit of God, it fills you, cleanses you, and expands your being even more than the gases of the earth that fill our lungs and give us physical life and physical sustenance that our soul breathes. I want you to consider that idea, that your soul actually breathes. Now, I'd like everyone to just sit almost as if they're ready to receive the blessing. Allow your attention to fall into your heart and envision your soul breathing. And as you do, imagine that your soul is an encasement of divine energy around your body. And your body is actually inside your soul, not the other way around. Your soul is larger than your body. And your soul is breathing. It's exhaling and inhaling, and exhaling and inhaling. Take a deep spiritual breath and see your soul expand. Express the energy of your soul, the breath of your soul into life, and see it contract so that it may inhale more from the Heavenly Spirit. And see it expand again even more. Look for your soul to compress again and exhale into life. This is what we do when we give love. We exhale that love from the soul. And that exhalation from the soul causes the soul then to expand and to become the greater envelope in which our body dwells. So now, let's refer back to that quote from the Apostle Paul. Do you not know that you are the temple of the living God? Was he referring only to the physical body? Or was he possibly referring to the greater body of our soul that can actually breathe in the spirit and the light of God, and be infilled with the light of God in the soul, and then exhale that again as love into the world? I want you to see that again. Let's do it. Inhale the Spirit of God through this beautiful, radiant cocoon around your body. See it expand. Now exhale it as the love that you are. As you do this on a regular basis, how could your body not be well? Or at the very least, how could your body not have the intelligence to get well? Or the intelligence to nurture itself wisely? Or the ethics to behave wisely? And in socially and constructively appropriate way. How could it not, if the soul, which encases the body, is inhaling the love and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and exhaling it to the world as love? And surely, because we're mortal, there will be times when we have illness or pain. Our body is part of the mortal world, and at times it has fear. At times it recoils with survival issues or a desire to compete or defend itself. And that's only natural as a creature of the earth. But it's not just a creature of the earth. It has been given to you for the external manifestation of your life as a child of God. And as you breathe in the Holy Spirit and exhale that as love, you guide, nurture, heal, and empower your physical life to be the best that it can be and the fullest that it can be as a servant to your greater self and an instrument for God's work in the world. So now, I would like you to continue being in that place and hold that holy space as we offer a Christ blessing into that. I will say my invocation to Yeshua, and then the blessing givers will join me in offering the energetic blessing that will amplify this breath you will receive into the greater soul of your being, into the body, into all parts of your body, heart, soul, and being. As this is conducted, please be in your prayer, however you would pray, in whatever way you would pray. Let us be one with God. Let us be in our unique place of receiving the love of God. Dear Yeshua, we ask that you be with us and in us, and infill the very essence of our being with your love and with the Christ light. We ask that whatever you give us shall be spilled over into the earth, that around us those others will see their light and the greater being that they are. And we will give unto this holy creation of God the light and love of God, which is now pouring into us. We ask for your blessings to be upon all, for healing, enlightenment, hope, faith, and love. In all things, we praise your presence in our life. Amen. your blessing energy, the giving of the life for the blessing is complete. Now, it's time for you to go and relax, rest, lie down, and be quiet. Allow yourself to receive and be nurtured. During this process, don't think or talk. Just simply receive as if you were asleep. It's okay if you fall asleep. Give yourself at least 7 minutes to receive this loving spiritual energy that has been given to you. I wish you the best of the rest of the day and this week and your life. Healing to those who seek it. Happiness to those who need it. Prosperity to everyone, because your life is intended to be the prosperity of God. Bye-bye for now.